Hello, greetings. How is one? We hope that you are delightfully well.
Delightfully well, my darling. Yes, we hope you're all spiffing.
Today, we are talking about celebrating the small wins, not just the big, massive wins, the non-scale victories, people. If you have not done this for a while, then we suggest that you do it right now.
Pause. Get a tape measure, a piece of string, a skirt,
a pair of trousers. Get a pen, get a paper.
A pair of shoes, a ring. Anything device-like that you can measure the circumference of a body part with.
Steady on. Oh, my kind of podcast.
You see, it's where the mind takes you. Guys, if there is one thing that I'm going to urge you today,
it what is she to gonna
get
say?
Measuring your fingers and your knees.
Oh, okay. Well, to save us out of this awkward moment, let's play some ukuleles. Anyway, this is the Slim and Well podcast. I'm Claire, and today this is
the Slim and Well podcast with Anna.
I starved that one out there.
Yes, well, this is not. This is a family podcast, so please, we keep it family friendly at all times.
I mean, I am always family friendly. It's you that takes what I says and makes it not family friendly.
She's so innocent, not. So you can find us at Slimming World Podcast on Instagram. We have an email inboxy thing, slimmingworldpodcast @gmail.com. And actually, that's how we've connected with a lot of you. And we're going to share lots of comments, really, about this NSV, non-scale victories. Took me ages to work out what that was when I was in group.
Well, I was just thinking non-VPL line, like, where are we going? I was thinking about my knickers, but no, it is non-scales victories. And as a consultant, I have to say, I'm a fan of a non-scales victory.
What else could NSV be? It could be like, no speed vacation.
Non-stop variation.
There we go, right. Other acronyms can apply. Look, there's one thing that we have learnt in this podcast of over 160 episodes plus whatever it is. We realise that a lot of the time when you go on social media, the idea of like losing weight can just kind of be pinned down to two photos, your before and your after. But it's what do you do in the middle of that once you've got going? You know, a lot of you are kind of maybe kind of started back on things after Christmas. You're on a roll. And it's like kind of celebrating all the bits that are like before the after, but after the before.
Wow.
In the middle.
Yeah,
that's probably
and celebrating
way,
the process, not just the results.
That is number one thing that you helped me realise is the typical Slimming World cheesiness of enjoy the journey.
But I think
I love the way you say journey.
But I think it's as enjoyable as you make it. And you know, so many people are like, I can't start living until I get to this point. No, live through the journey.
I'll be happy when.
Yeah,
that's
true. And that's why non-scales victories, I think, are really key. I'll tell you something really cute. I've got a lovely lady in my group who's 82. And she came back to a group 14 weeks ago. And it used to take her 45 minutes to walk from her house to group. But she did it rain, shine, anything. And then she kept turning up earlier and earlier and earlier and earlier. And now, what is the best part of, well, 3.5 months on, nearly 4 months, it takes her 25 minutes to walk to group. And I said, what's changed? She goes, my weight loss has changed. Losing over a stone has made me faster. She said, and I never realised it until I got here. And you were in such a fluster. I said, what do you mean? She said, I turned up in the first group, not the second one. So I think it's really important you chart non-scales victories. You take a second to look at a variety of them. Because I'm a firm believer, they come in all shapes, sizes, and varieties. Sorry, guys. She just, I don't know whether this is a non-scales victory that she couldn't do this previously. She is just now sat in the back of her car, not the front.
No, I just realised that my arm's hurting holding the microphone to you because you're far back because Matt is a bit taller than me and he has a seat way back. And I'm really far forwards, close to the steering wheel. And I'm leaning backwards to pat.
Your husband's about 1.5 feet taller than you. Yeah. You're like a pot plant and he's a tree. Right, let's get talking about what people have told us.
Non-scale victories.
Yeah.
Why does your phone keep turning off? That's really annoying.
How can you make it not turn off?
Just stop being stingy on the battery.
I haven't. Have I?
Why does it keep turning off? You put your screen
Oh, my husband has done something to my screen.
Well,
He does all sorts of things. He turns off my settings. I'm like, oh my gosh. Yeah, I think it's... Can I just say, before we go on to what our listeners have said, there is a new point in the new pack that says about your measurements, like when you're starting your weight progress chart. And I would urge anyone just to go, whether you're in the middle of your journey, the beginning, measure yourself right now. Men, measure your necks, because I see a lot of men's collar size goes down, or get an item of clothing that you are going to use as your barometer, one that either fits you right now and you want to see it gets, you know, bigger, or one that doesn't fit you and you want to see fit. There was a picture of me the day I hit Target Christmas week. I got in a miniature leopard print skirt, and I have been trying to get my backside into that skirt for quite a while. So use something as a barometer. So.
I suppose what I was trying to say is, yeah, it's and like kind of not just looking at the numbers in terms of like the weight that you actually are, the other stuff, and that's where this list, oh my goodness.
It's blown me mind.
Yeah, so someone will put in Queen.
Donna,
my motorbike helmet went from a medium to a small, and the ring to the jeweller's 4.5 sizes reduced.
Magnificent. Joe says, the two most noticeable ones for me are being able to sit in any chair rather than having to scan the room for chairs without arms, and doing up my shoes without having to hold my breath. Slimming World's changed my life.
Wow. Claire, the biggest one for me was looking in the mirror at the hairdressers and being able to see the space between my body and the chair I was sitting in. It still makes me smile every time. That's an interesting one, isn't it? Because you actually have to look at yourself. I mean, that's why I remember telling you for years, I didn't even have any kind of full-length mirror. I didn't look at myself.
Yeah, totally. Adam says, somebody parked too close to me yesterday, but I'm now able to get in thanks to my weight loss so far. Oh my goodness me. I remember having to slide my chair to the back of my car, literally have to take half my clothes off to be able to get out of my car once. So, totally with you.
Actually, I had that where I was like driving the M6 and I had to stop at the toll road and I realised my wallet was in my boot and I parked so close that then I had to climb over the handbrake and gearbox to slide out the passenger door to get in the boot, to slide back in and across. There's no way I could have done that before. So, yeah. Alexandria, finally understand the fuss behind a bubble bath. Totally different experience now. I'm 7.5 stone down and I fit in it properly. That is...
Wow.
Now, that really reminds me, because I remember how hard it was to get out of a bath. I always remember like having to slide onto my knees to lift myself up because my arms weren't strong enough.
So true.
I forgot that.
I know, exactly. I remember my dad, because he was a double amputee, had like... what they called handles, like six handles on the bath, and so getting to my parents' bath was much easier, but getting out of mine, I'd have to get Phil to like wedge under my armpits. Anyway, Phil says, I bought a 70-inch waist belt a few months before starting Slimming World. It cost £20 as it was an outsized one. Being a miserable sod, I didn't want to have to buy another one, so I started punching extra holes in it as I lost more weight. Soon it was halfway round my back and I had to chop a section off it. I kept losing and punching holes and removing sections, and I still have it today in four parts. And I only stopped wearing it as I have lost 22 stone and 32 inches off my waist, and I reached Target. Oh my goodness me. Have I missed something there?
No. He still lifts it out occasionally just to join it together end on end and looks at it. It's like a physical visual reminder, I suppose.
Can we just take a moment? Phil, you've lost 22 stone. That is insane. Congratulations.
And good for you for actually noticing the inches around your waist, because this is what we're saying, really, you know, that wherever you are in your journey, just capture the inches wherever you are now. My biggest regret is I didn't do my inches when I was at my biggest, because in some ways I felt kind of quite ashamed of how big I was. I didn't really want to face it, but I would just say, just do it, because these are the progress that make such a difference. Jenny here has got crossing my legs. Hadn't realised I didn't, and I couldn't do it until I could. Shall I jump on Eunice here? My resting heart rate on the day I joined Slimming World was 73. 16 weeks and 3 stone lighter, my heart rate was 58. So from 73 to 58. I can tell when I eat too much chocolate. as my resting heart rate goes up, and wow, I know I need to stop and get off the sugar. I listen to you in the car on every journey. It's like having two good friends sitting in the car chatting away. I love you both.
I love the way Andy says, so today is weighing day. It's in an old office block that's been converted into a church, and it's on the third floor. I always take the stairs instead of the lift and usually start to feel a thigh burn on level two. But today I didn't feel the burn until the last three or four steps. I'm absolutely buzzing. Then lost 2 pounds and got my 1.5 stone award. It's been a great day. Thigh burn. Do you know, I love a bit of thigh burn because you know they're working. Yes, but I love it when that's a, what a good non-scales victory, guys. Check out when you get your thigh rub. You can see where my head went. Thigh burn, arm ache. I know when I'm doing well in my fitness, because you know when you're doing like a plank or I don't know, something where you've got to use leg strength, they shake really badly.
But oh, like a wall fitter, sit.
Yeah, the less they shake, the fitter you're getting. That's what I always
say. Well, you do Kerry's.
Kerry, after losing over 4 stone, my 2 teenage boys think it's funny they can pick me up and carry me on their shoulders. Oh my God, I love that. Cute.
Alison, oh, where to begin? Not being a human bath plug, yes. Being able to cut my own toenails, to be able to go down the slide with my grandkids, to fit in their little pop-up tent with them too, ride the fairground after years of being too big. I was asked to leave a ride. To not needing a seatbelt extender, I'm guessing that's on a plane, to ride the world's fastest zip wire, to be light enough to indoor skydive, to dry more pairs of knickers on the radiator. Now I've dropped 11 sizes, lol. But best of all, I'm medication free and I didn't die because I was so poorly and had a near-death experience. Slimming World has saved my life. It's definitely, well, she's put a nonsense, but I think she means
a non-scale victory.
Non-scale victory.
Jeepers, what? Wow. What?
Do you know, and it's so interesting, isn't it? That it really reminds you what's been like non-scale victories that you've celebrated, apart from lying on a piano, obviously.
Do you know what happened to me a few weeks ago? I went to a child's birthday party with my little girl, and it was a trampoline birthday party. And I went on every trampoline. I jumped off the high wall. I went down the slide. I was that mummy that went mental. That, you know, when they were like, your time's up, they were like, Anna Mangan, please get back. Like, the time was up. And I was like jumping on the trampolines. I was on the zip wire with Daisy. And it was such a victory because I wasn't out of breath. Yeah, I was sweaty, but I was having fun with her. And I wasn't that mum that was sat in the corner going, oh, sorry, babe, I can't. So that was a massive, massive one for me. My biggest one has been, when my grandma passed away, she left me my what is my wedding ring now, but when she died, it wouldn't even go on my baby finger. Wow. And now it's my wedding ring. So I love that because I get to look at it every day and think of my beloved grandma. What's yours?
Oh, so that's a hard act to follow.
Just follow the dead grandma. I mean, what next?
Mine just seems so trivial.
You can paint your toenail.
Yeah, exactly.
She's going to edit it backwards, aren't you?
I was like saying, going to say, oh, I've got a size small pair of pyjamas.
Yeah. Oh no, but that was such a good one because you were feeling so sad that day you went to get your pyjamas, remember?
Yes.
I think you should share your pyjamas with people.
Share my pyjamas with people.
The story, because you were feeling
share
so...
the story, not the pyjamas. Pyjamas are mine.
They're small now, you can't get anyone else in them, love. But I think you should check because you were feeling really fed up and a bit sad that day and you went shopping, didn't you, to a well-known shop and you got in their size small pyjamas.
The other thing I think as well is, you know, I've kind of like been going through with the weight loss and getting to Target and kind of just trying to balance the idea of maintenance. Where I have been able to kind of put my gains, I suppose, in some ways, have been in my exercise.
Yes.
And I've really decided 2022, I'm just going to go for it with weightlifting. I'm going to be more
love
confident
it.
And... I'm working with a coach who's brilliant and really just pushing me to just try things. Originally, the perfectionist in me wanted to be able to like just lift something really perfect, but they started saying to me, you know, to just do one rep and then you'll start working up some, you know, more kind of streaks. And someone said to me, your one rep max of like a deadlift, it never looks pretty.
Can you talk,
and it's just,
can you explain to people who don't speak your language what you actually just said? Because I got lost in streaks, reps, perfect. So your weight, you're lifting a bar with a weight on it and you're, tell me what you, because
this is my non-scale victory in the sense that, you know, 2 years ago, not even 4 years ago, but 2 years ago, I had never touched a dumbbell that was bigger than 3 kilograms.
And now you're lifting the bad
I'd boys. Never even touched a barbell. I just watched, like, World's Strongest Man on television, and they've got blood coming out their nose, and so it's terrifying.
A barbell, just for anybody that doesn't know or is a bit like me, it's the long metal bar that you put, attach the weights onto.
Yes.
Right, okay.
Yes.
That's heavy without a weight on.
Well, it's 15 kilograms, just the barbell. Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
So initially when I started going, I, you know, was like looking at the 5 kilogram dumbbells. I'm now able to use 12. I've even used 15 recently.
So you pick that up.
The dumbbell
is dumbbell.
Oh, right, right. Yeah.
But
the barbell is, you know, you add the different weights and there's different exercises you do. So, I mean, I'm learning all this. 2 years ago, I always said, what are you on about, mate?
Yeah,
I've got no idea.
Today.
But, like, you know, I'm doing deadlifts, I'm doing cleans.
What's a deadlift?
A deadlift is where you just basically, it's on the floor and you pick it up and you stand up.
Jesus.
And so this morning I got a personal best in my
you
deadlift.
Did?
I added an extra 10 kilograms onto my personal best of 65 kilograms. You know, considering I'd never really done anything like this before, it's amazing watching the other women who are in the class, because I go to a ladies' class. And there are some ladies who are doing 110 kilograms. And you'd look at them and, you know, they've got 3 kids, they've got 2 dogs, they're running their own business. And you just think, it really has shown me how I truly believe when I was at my biggest, I feel like I was living in a shoebox of my own making. And I'm so inspired to kind of see so many ordinary women, ordinary people doing these amazing things, but also kind of being on that journey to think, maybe I could do that.
Yeah.
And it's given me hope in a different way that when I was at my biggest, I truly felt like it was just enough to get to the next meal, to get through the next hour, because I just felt so, like, swallowed in my own shame, in my own guilt, in my own anger at how would I let myself do this. Now I'm able to kind of start to move through that and come through the sign and be like, well, what else am I able to do here?
But I think that's a non-scales victory. I was just going to say, like, leave the measurements for a minute. Where's your head?
Yeah,
and I think the type of thinking you've got, if you are thinking positively, if you are believing in yourself, if you are planning to achieve greater things, that's a non-scales victory, isn't it? Because that's showing you how far you've moved in your kind of mindset transformation as well. And I don't always know that we celebrate that as well as we should have. Like, the fact that you are losing a bit of the perfectionist, that's a massive kind of step
just
forward.
Just try it.
Exactly. So actually, is that something that you wouldn't have done if you hadn't have tried it and you hadn't have lost the weight? You know, me going to the trampoline park, if you'd asked me to do that 10 years ago, the thought of it would have made me feel sick. I would have made Phil go. But actually, I loved it. I've booked to go back and take her when I'm paying to do it. Mm. Like, celebrate those things that you can do now that you couldn't before, I think, whether that is a physical thing or a psychological thing. Like, I think some of the bravest people I've met are people who come into group and they're silent and they don't talk for 6 or 8 weeks. Yes. And then 12 weeks later, they're suddenly a massive part of group. Like, that's a victory, isn't it? So I know that you're a massive fan of journaling. I hope to journal, but I don't always make it happen. But if you can chart these things and maybe say once a month, I'm going to review the person I was a month ago and the person I am now, and, you know, look at those measurements. I do it with my social team. We measure our fingers, our knees, our earlobes, anything that can be measured, and we will then remeasure it once every 4 weeks. And it's a lovely thing to go, actually, hang on, I lost half an inch off my knuckle. You know, I'm a big fan of celebrating rather than saying, oh God, I should have done better. Like, evaluate, but don't beat yourself up.
This is like such new territory, I think, for me, in like kind of looking up what you have done rather than looking what you've got to do.
Yes.
You know, because I was a rejoiner and I'd lost 3 stone on my last journey. Until I got over that 3 stone, I felt like nothing really counted. It was just like, well, I'm not even at zero yet. I haven't even started. Until I get to that weight, I'm not even at zero. But actually, I think, like, I was talking to a lady in group and she'd had her first gain, and it was, you know, it was like Christmas time, and it's like, cool, you can have your first gain. Or when she hadn't had a big loss, and I said to her, what sometimes I like to do before I go, and if I'm going to weigh and I'm thinking I'm not sure I'm going to get the number that I'm hoping for in the scales, I just take 5 minutes in the car or like before a leave on my phone on the notes, and I write down what have I done well this week.
Yes.
And then whatever the number is on the scales, at least I can see that, well, I have done something that ultimately is helping me change my habits, change my behaviour, change my lifestyle, so that the more I kind of get that ingrained, then the number on the scales will follow eventually anyway.
And I think it's a really incredible thing to do, because I often ask people when they come into it, how are you feeling? I'll tell you in a minute when I've got off the scales.
Yes.
And I'm always like, no, how are you feeling? How have you done? How's your week been? And actually it's remembering, don't let that number, like Linda Papadopoulos always says to us, it's just data. And sometimes we can get caught in the data. So it's standing back and saying, actually, data's part of it, but look at the bigger picture. And I think when we interviewed Ken, and him saying, don't wait till you're in the back of the ambulance, like, that was such a game changer for quite a few of us, because it made us realise that if we take control now, how much better our lives could be in 3, 6, 8, 10 months. So, yeah.
Yeah, those episodes, if you're interested. So with Linda Papadopoulos, the behaviour psychologist, it's called Managing Your Mindset. And then with Ken, it's called Take Your Health Seriously, which they're all available on the public podcast feeds. Yeah, I just, it's such an interesting thing, isn't it? Just trying and just tweaking as we go, not expecting perfect linear lines in this, that, no. You know, you've got to find your own path, whether it could be squiggly, up, down, triangular, curvy, whatever it might be.
I've never met a person with a straight path, like in life or in weight loss. Like, it just doesn't happen, because even if their weight loss journey's straight, their target ain't gonna be, you know. And I think it's the expectation. I would always go in a mindset of, this is gonna throw curveballs at me, but the curveballs are meant to happen so that I can really take something from them, rather than thinking, oh, I've got to do it perfect, otherwise I can't do it at all.
Yeah, or you get your first gain, you're like, I've failed.
No,
I can't do this anymore.
Do you know what? There is nowhere in this world that says you should have a weight loss journey and never gain, because that's part of life, isn't it? That's the reality of life. So, yeah, take the pressure of expectation off and celebrate those little successful things. I had a guy come in before Christmas, and he has literally turned his life around, losing 4.5 stone. He doesn't have to have anything, any surgery that he was looking at having. He's no longer diabetic, no longer got a fatty liver. Like, what a life-changing experience. And he's only a quarter of the way through his journey. So celebrate yourself.
Wow. There you go. See, some amazing stories. And continue to share these with us. If you have photos that you want to share, and, you know, just make your journals be colourful. You know, you don't have to, like, do Dear Diary and pour your heart out. I like doing drawings. I like doing mind maps. I do bullet points. I'm even writing poetry that I just turns into poetry.
Do you know, Phil and Daisy for my birthday bought me those beautiful diary, and I already had a diary, so I thought, what am I going to do with this? So every day Daisy and I sit down at dinner time and we write down the positive things that happened in our day. Aww. So that we can reflect on it, because I think sometimes you forget. And Daisy just said to me the other day, do you know what it was, Mummy? I looked out of the window at school and I saw your smiley face. So I mean, something like that.
Oh,
a 4-year-old says, do you know what I mean? So chart those things, because you may look back in a week and think, oh yeah, that was a really good thing I did. So yeah, get the positives down.
The other positive thing as well is that Anna gave me a gift today.
Oh my gosh.
Which she gave me a leopard print dressing gown.
Do you love it?
I loved it so much that I skipped around the car park we're currently parked in.
I don't think you skipped. I think the video footage I have is that you danced, darling.
I catwalked.
There was no skipping. There was a full-on boogie. I had to tell the man, the very good-looking man that pulled up, that you had just been released.
From a zoo.
yeah, exactly. So anyway, we may share that video, we may not.
No, we will. It's on our way to the lovely lady that helps us with our social media.
I love it. Basically, I'm slowly turning more of a leopard every day.
Well, my mum was at my house when this came, and she was like, don't like leopard print, but I need one of these. So mum's got one on the way to her too.
Me and what's your mum's name?
Mrs. Claire?
Mrs.
Kaufman.
Kaufman, yeah.
She's Claire without an eye, like you.
We're owning leopard print is our dress code. So
I mean, it's like a smoking jacket, isn't it, Claire? Do you know what, that the old men used to have the velvet smoking jackets? That's what I mean. Do you know what I mean? I didn't mean anything else. Move on.
I don't know. This has descended. This is the point where we need to end this, and you need to go and live your lives. You need to go and enjoy your lives, enjoy your small wins, your big wins, your little wins, your
in-between wins.
In-between wins, your slim wins, your slimmer wins, your twins.
Your
goodbye for now.
Bye.
Bye.